It's time for Conversations with the Mayor is brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're organizing a trip to Greece. The trip's 9 days, and you'll see Greece from every angle with visits to famous sites and Olive Grove, plus a cooking class and wine tasting. The trip is November 3rd through 11th, 2023. You can learn more at carolinachamber.org/Greece. It's Thursday when we visit with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger. We have a special guest pinch hitting for Mayor Pam Hemminger. It's the director of Chapel Hill Transit, Brian Litchfield. Brian, thanks for making time to be in the studio here.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
So first of all, I got to ask first question. Have you been on a Chapel Hill Transit bus today?
That's an easy one. Absolutely. No. I rode this morning. I went downtown to check out some of the new bus stop improvements that we have underway, including one at Fraternity Court that we've been working with the university and some other stakeholders on for quite some time. I was delayed because of COVID and supply chain and all those other things that we've been dealing with for some time, but there is heavy equipment working there this morning, and soon we'll have a new shelter that will be installed there that will match the one across the street, along with some cool new art that our community arts and culture team will help install there.
Now, I had on my list to ask you about a grant for bus stop improvement. Is this separate from that?
It's actually related. So glad you asked. So the work that is underway right now is not being funded by the grant, but is they're related in that we've got a bus stop improvement program to improve several bus stops throughout Chapel Hill Carrboro and the university campus. The contract for the bus stop and 17 other ones that we have underway was already funded and in place before this new grant. But we're really excited. We got a grant from the federal government for about $2.2 million earlier this summer that's going to help us improve bus stops. We hope that will cover about 60 bus stops or so. It depends on the nature of the work that involves around that, but that'd be about 60 stops that we'd be able to make ADA accessible, add shelters where feasible, benches, other things like that to make those bus stops more accessible, which is incredibly important for not only our customers that use our service, but as we're able to make improvements to bus stops, adding sidewalk connections and ADA accessibility, it also makes it easier for folks that aren't riding the bus to get around our communities as well.
It's the voice of Brian Litchfield, director of Chapel Hill Transit, and I'm just kind of curious, you just kind of listed the advantages of doing these upgrades on the bus stops. How long has this kind of been in the vision for Chapel Hill Transit that you need to upgrade these bus stops?
Well, let's see. As of May, I was here 15 years. So let's say 15 years. And there was probably someone before me that thought about that too. But love Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Chapel Hill Transit. But I know one of the first things that I noticed when I got here is like, why do we have bus stops without sidewalks? That's not uncommon. You know, that's something that's not just a Chapel Hill Carrboro thing. That's something that happens. But, you know, for the size of our system, the size of our communities and our focus and interest on walkability and mobility and safety, it's just one of those things. It was like, why do we have this? And why do we have bus stops that are surrounded by grass or mud or those sort of things? And there are several, as I was riding and continue to ride today, that is like, we've got to fix this. We got to make this right. And first off, it's not easily done. You know, some folks are like, well, they're bus stops. You just fix them, right? Well, if it was that simple, we'd have all of them done, right? But it's not. Many of those are maintained and in DOT controlled right away, so we've got to work through that. We have other factors we've got to work through. And when we put those stops in, not only do we need to make sure they're ADA accessible, but sometimes we have to do things like curb and gutter and stormwater and all kinds of other things like that, which can turn a simple bus stop into a project that costs a couple $100,000. So we've been working on it for a long time, but this is the single largest grant that we've ever gotten for this program. In fact, this grant is larger than what we've spent on bus stop improvements over probably the last at least 5 years, if not decade. So it's very exciting to see this move forward.
timeline-wise, how soon do you think folks will start noticing a difference?
Well, we got 17 that are under construction this summer, including some pretty noticeable ones. I mentioned the one at Frat Court or Fraternity Court. We've got 60 others that are going to be underway with this program. So we'll have to, you know, again, we've got to put stuff out for bid, and that'll take a little bit of time to do that. But the first 17 will be done this summer. The next 60, we would hope that the work on those would begin as early as this fall. And then again, it's going to depending on the level of work and those sort of things, contractor availability, weather, all that fun stuff as to how quickly those will get done.
Speaking with Brian Litchfield, the director of Chapel Hill Transit, right now we're talking grants. Is there anything else coming in that's going to kind of change the direction you can go with Chapel Hill Transit?
Well, I don't know about changing necessarily the direction, but it's been a fantastic couple months for us. Our team has always been really good about going out and finding grant opportunities and bringing those awards in. We have some really good partners, both at the federal and state level, that really help us do that as well, too. It's certainly not something we do by ourselves. But for the last couple months, it's been more successful than usual. So we mentioned the bus stop improvement grant. A couple months before that, we were notified that we received an $8.2 million grant towards our North-South Bus Rapid Transit project, which is, again, $8.2 million is fantastic. It's, you know, it's about a $200 million project, so that's a small start in the right direction, but that's an important start. We received a little over $1 million from NCDOT to provide local match for some electric buses that we have on order, which means that's less money that the two towns and the university have to put into the system. We received a $180,000 grant to place real-time information signs in buses, so that project will be moving forward soon. We received about $300,000 to do 60 to 90% design on a facility expansion project for us that will allow us to make room for things like electric bus chargers and other things like that that our facility wasn't designed to handle. And I'm probably missing some here, but another one that we received just recently was a $350,000 award, federal award, to evaluate microtransit options within the North-South BRT corridor, which is a transitway or a transportation kind of geek way of saying on-demand sort of transit during off-peak hours and things like that. We're really excited about those opportunities.
Well, congratulations to you and your staff. That's a lot of funding to come in a short amount of time.
It is. And again, I'd say our team does really good work. And when I say team, there's about 2.5 people that work not just solely on grants, but many other things that do that work for transit. And we have got, as I mentioned, really good partners both at the state and federal level. And I think the one thing that is really helpful for Chapel Hill and Carrboro is you have fantastic leadership. And not talking about myself, I'm talking about from an elected level. We have councils and mayors, both Chapel Hill and Carrboro, that are committed to transit, that are interested in seeing it happen. Again, here I am. The mayor has got some time off, and one of the things she wants us to talk about is transit. That probably doesn't happen in a lot of communities. And then we've got a great partner in the university who has been committed to Chapel Hill Transit and that partnership for quite some time. And they're always, all three of those entities are always helpful in us securing grants and doing things like that as well.
Visiting with Brian Litchfield from Chapel Hill Transit. And one of the things that you mentioned was the BRT, the Bus Rapid Transit. What's the latest on that? And if you could kind of go over where that line's supposed to be to remind folks how it's going to impact transit in Chapel Hill.
Sure. So that NSBRT or North-South BRT is a project we've been working on for well over a decade now. It's a priority for, it's been a long-range priority for the town of Chapel Hill and by extension our partners in Carrboro and the university. And that's a project that, again, while it's happening locally, is something that is also, it's a regional project as well. And it's just not a transit project. Again, it is about buses and helping them move faster and more people be able to ride. But it's also about remaking a corridor that today is really designed to move car or vehicles move in very quickly and is not very pedestrian friendly or bicycle friendly. And that corridor is the corridor that runs from the Eubanks Park and ride just off of I-40 and Martin Luther King down Martin Luther King through downtown campus, serving the hospital, and then going out 15501 south to the Southern Village Park and ride. So it's about an 8.2-mile corridor. Again, the interest is to include dedicated bus lanes that will help buses move faster and more efficiently through that corridor, carrying significantly more people than it does today, which is it's already a very busy corridor for us. And it will include a multi-use path on one side of the corridor, 11-foot wide, give or take a little bit here or there, to help people that are interested in walking, biking, get to and from the bus, and then a sidewalk on the other side. So if you or others are familiar at all with that corridor, there's not a whole lot of sidewalk today. There's not a lot of safe places to bicycle. So those improvements are fantastic. And they're going to connect to the improvements that are already taking place on Estes Drive now and to existing greenways and hopefully future greenways as well, too. And I mentioned regionally, again, while that's a local project, there will be connections, but with Go Triangle and the services that come out of Greensboro. And then we hope to have other connections that we're able to connect to once that corridor is up and running.
What's the next sort of benchmark that we're going to get to with that bus rapid transit where it feels like we're taking a big step forward to reality?
Yeah, well, we've taken some big steps lately. It's taken some time to get there. You know, frankly, we took a backseat to the former light rail our project took a backseat to the former light rail project for quite some time, which really slowed it down. And then there's been some funding challenges, as there are with any project of that size and scope. But we've made significant progress over the last year or so, and we are in the process of submitting a ratings request, which you're required to do before you request grant funding from the Federal Transit Administration. We're submitting that actually this month, and when that is completed, we get our rating back. We plan to submit a grant request to the Federal Transit Administration in January, and hope to hear sometime after that about potential for an award for that project. While we have some funding locally that is providing match for that project needs between $140 and $150 million worth of federal money to move forward.
Chapel Hill Transit Director Brian Litchfield is our guest, and believe it or not, it is already August, so we are getting pretty close to back to school time. What does that mean for Chapel Hill Transit?
Well, we go from having busy buses to buses that are full from nose to tail, is what that means for us. So the start of the school year, whether it's the university or the local schools, is always a fun time for us. It's also can also be challenging. So we're looking forward to that. Again, we've kind of had it's nice to have a little bit of lull over the summer, but nice to also to have all that activity pick up again. So excited about that happening. We're still challenged with finding bus operators and actually mechanics as well too. So if there's anybody that's listening or knows anyone that's interested in potentially driving a bus, you don't need a CDL, don't need to know how to do it. We'll train you how to do it. So we got several full-time opportunities and also several for mechanics as well too. So I got to put that in there. So if folks are interested, go to our website or visit the Town of Chapel Hill's website and you can find that information. But why I mention that is that while we're operating all of our routes, there are still a handful of routes that have some service reductions in place because we don't have enough full-time operators yet. So if you utilize some of our heaviest used routes like the J, the NS, the CW, you probably don't notice it, but if you use a local route like the G or the F, you probably still notice that there's some service that's not out there yet, and we don't like that, but we just don't have the folks to do that yet. We're in much better shape than we were a year ago, but still have some progress to be made there. So as folks are coming back, and we'll have this same level of service or better than what we had last, well, actually better level of service than what we had last August. But folks should check out our website. All that information is there. And as we continue to add bus operators, we'll continue to add service back in as well too. And hopefully before the end of the upcoming school year, we'll be back to 100%. We're at about 85% right now.
We've got about 30 seconds left. Is there anything you wanted to mention that we haven't gotten to yet?
Wow, I think we covered it all. I can talk transit all day long. But I'm sure you've got other things that you'd like to talk about. But no, just appreciate again the opportunity to chat with you. Appreciate the mayor and her office asking us to be part of this. And just encourage folks, if they've got questions about whether it's NSBRT or what bus do I ride or is my bus stop going to be improved or any of those things, go to our website. There's information on the bus stop program there. There's information on all the routes and schedules. Last but not least, we have a new real-time information system. So if you use NextBus in the past, that service is now gone. We have a new system called GMV. Download the new app. It's CH Transit. You can get that in Google or the Android or the app, Apple, and it's much better than our previous service that we had. And I just encourage people to utilize that new real-time information system as they ride our buses.
Ryan Litchfield, Director, Chapel Hill Transit, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.